Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Colm O'Mungain standing in here for Claire. Well, you may be familiar, probably are, with the moment at the end of the meal when the bill arrives and everybody has to work out their share. And then there's the 15% additional for the tip on the bill. Now, some they automatically add it. For others, they dig in their pockets and see what they can spare. Others just pay the flat bill amount and leave it at that. But how you tip here at home and even abroad is something that's still unsure for Irish people in a relatively new tipping culture. But I'm joined now in studio by Evelyn O'Rourke and on the line by Mark Paul, London correspondent from the Irish Times, who was recently writing about this topic, one suspects, if you read the piece, with gritted teeth for his paper. But Evelyn, to you first, what did people say to you about tipping? How do they do it?
Well, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because some people think, you know, you pay for the meal and that's enough, and then whatever you have spare change is fine. And others I spoke to, I got such a range of views, though. Others said, no, they walk into the restaurant, because that's mainly the tip thing, I suppose, with, you know, 15% in their mind. But then sometimes you could be at a table, I don't know if this has ever happened with you, Colm. Some people don't agree with that. Others say 20% for the waitress, or the waiter has been fabulous. So it's one of those ones, you know, you kind of later
normally
on
an argument between people who have worked in the service industry and people who haven't.
Yeah, there's a difference, isn't there? I think sometimes when you've done it, like we'll talk in a minute about chambermaiding. I did that back in the day when I was a student. So I have a big thing about chambermaids, because your heart lifts when you see a little dollar bill or a $5 bill there in the bedside locker. But yeah, I think if you've worked in it, you really, really do appreciate it. But let's start with a few of the voices that I met. Just some range of the views that people gave me when I asked them about what they feel about tipping.
Daughters works in hospitality, so if she's there, she makes sure we tip.
So she's looking at you.
Yeah, generally around 10%.
Okay, well, how about in the pub? Do you tip in the pub?
If I'm being served by a younger person, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Just feel a few whatever's in the pocket kind of thing.
Yeah, not to a barman or the owner of a pub, no.
How about the barbers? Do you tip in the barbers?
Yeah, once, yeah.
And then finally, my big one for you is, if you're in a hotel, say, would you leave money for a chambermaid or anything?
No, I don't think I've ever done that now, in fairness.
Minimum 15%, especially on a meal.
You see that as part of the bill?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Most people that are working in that area are not very well paid, and okay, I think it's part and parcel of it.
And do you think it's fair that you have to do it?
No, I don't mind. In fact, I don't think I have ever been out for dinner lately that I haven't tipped that. Like, you know, if you're buying a drink, you're probably talking like 7 something for a gin and tonic. I'd usually leave the 10.
Would you?
Yeah. And they're getting paid the minimum wage and they're working long hours and stuff like that. So
now, you're very glamorous, right? So tell me about the beauty salon and hair salon. Do you tip there?
All the time. Every time I get my nails done, my eyelashes done, whatever it is, I always tip. On the other side of it, like, I'm actually out for lunch or breakfast on Saturday morning and we didn't leave a tip because the service was dreadful and they were so rude and really cheeky.
Like, kind of, you're in our way, that lovely approach.
Yeah. Just ask for a side of sausages. I was like, it can't be that difficult for a side of sausages.
And come here, did you feel badly later? Like, you felt funny about it, I think.
Kind of did a little bit, but then I'm like, no, I suppose, you know, fair is fair. They are still getting paid for that job, and I think a tip is about somebody going that extra mile.
Yes, I always tip in restaurants if there's no service charge.
Is it important to you to tip?
Well, it's just, you won't get out alive unless you do.
So it's fear.
It's fear.
What would be in your head roughly as a percentage?
Now, the last one, last Thursday, the bill was about 106 and I put in 14 to bring it up to 120. In America, it's, what, 20%? Well, they chase you out the door and go, what was wrong with my service? Why are you treating me like this?
And what do you think of that?
An aggressive approach, I think it's very bad, but you get used to it very quickly in America.
You don't begrudge it, though?
Not really, no.
All right, somebody taking the generous attitude there. Mark Paul, London correspondent with the Irish Times. Full disclosure, you are one of those people who at the end of the meal when the tip has been argued with has worked in the hospitality industry before and come at this from a sympathetic viewpoint. So coming at it from that viewpoint, what's London like?
Well, look, I worked in the hospitality industry, Colm, in Ireland and in the US. And one of the things about the US is that it's completely voluntary. What I've noticed since I've come to London is that the tipping culture here in some ways is actually more aggressive than the US, in that the service charge gets automatically added to every single bill, no matter the size of the party, no matter the size of the table, no matter how many people are having the meal. It's automatically added on, but it's done in a slightly, I'm not sure if it's done in an entirely honest way. It's presented as a kind of a discretionary service charge or a voluntary service charge, but it's already there on your bill. And in order to get it removed, you know, your waiter will have to get a manager or or a supervisor recommend to take it off, which is very embarrassing for people. So I think the upshot of it is that in the United States, they would never dream of doing that, of automatically adding it onto your bill. It's seen as a reward for service. Service is better in the United States than it is in London. But in London, it's already preordained. I mean, just to give you an example, if you go to a restaurant in Chinatown in London, you will generally pay for your meal, including the service charge, in advance. Now, I mean, that seems crazy to a lot of people. And as you said yourself, right. I come at it from a sympathetic point of view, but it's supposed to be a reward for good service. Yet if you pay for the service in advance, well, I mean, look, there's no real incentive.
There is a London tradition of that, I think, tipping the executioner in Tyburn, so he'd cut off your head in one chop. That has history there. Evelyn, yeah. it's not limited to restaurants, is it?
No, it's not. And again, I mean, one of the people there alluded to that about the fact that she tips in beauty services. That's a huge thing. Obviously, your barber. What people said to me was they're trying to, you know, make sure they have a long-term relationship with these people. So if you tip really nicely, you'll get a nicer maybe appointment and all that. So I think that's quite a smart move. And I think people appreciate that lots of people in the service industry are on lower wages, are in a more precarious situation. But I think the thing, and Mark, I read your article about this. You had a great story about that. Was there a service charge on one of your bills? And then they were also, the lady was smiling yes. at you, hoping for the tip as well. But you kept going. You were quite brave in that one.
What was that one, Mark?
Well, look, what happened was I went to a cafe. It was quite an expensive cafe. We didn't have much, but the bill was about £56, something like that. But I wasn't actually presented with a bill. What I was presented with was a credit card machine and asked to tap for it. You can tap for up to £100 here. But then the credit card machine then asked me if I wanted to add a gratuity. And it was only then that I said, well, hang on a second. Is there already a service charge included on the bill? And the lady behind the counter, her face went from 100 to zero in about a half a second flat. And she told me that actually there wasn't a service charge already included. So they were trying to get me the tip on the double by not presenting me with the bill. So my finger came down on the no button. I didn't give them a tip. I didn't think the service was particularly good. And I walked out the door with a couple of pounds heavier in my pocket than I would have been.
And you got an article out of it, you know, so that went well for you.
There you go.
But listen, I did have more chats with people again around this topic. And a young man in particular that I spoke to says that he doesn't like doing group rounds, for example, anymore because the bills rack up. So here we'll get a little sense of some more of the voices I met out on this topic.
If I'm eating out, particularly if it's table service, I will tip.
You just factor that into the
I do. I'm always conscious, and I know myself when I was younger working as a waitress, it's not a very well-paid job. Perhaps very wrongly, I think as well, sometimes potentially restaurant owners and managers can factor tipping in as part of their wages, which obviously is wrong, but it means that I always automatically tip there. Another place I tip is hairdressers.
Listen, you want to be welcome back.
So that's something you do.
How about coffee shops? Because that's kind of coming in now.
It is. It's funny. I wouldn't automatically tip in a coffee shop, but I'd round up a little bit. I think definitely in the city centre, there's more of an expectation there than outside of the city centre.
Yes, I do always tip, yes.
Why do you tip?
I tip because I feel the service is good, appreciate it.
And do you have an amount, a percentage?
I don't know basically what I have, spare change or whatever.
So say a meal.
Definitely.
How about beauty services, like hairdressers, do you tip there?
Yes, that's something I've always done.
And do you tip like in a chambermaid in a hotel? Would that be something to be aware of?
Yes, I would leave my change.
And if you've had a poor experience?
Well, I will make it known, yeah. I just wouldn't go back.
But you know that you give out to your friend, but you say everything's fine to the waitress?
Well, it's not her fault if the chef. She's only...
Yes, you don't blame her.
I certainly wouldn't, no.
Tip all the time, no matter what it is. If you're at a restaurant, if you've got a delivery driver coming over, if you've got a taxi driver.
Would you tip in a bar, in a pub?
Not every time, because if we're doing rounds, more likely, yeah. But if I'm buying a drink at a time, say you're in a bar for the night and you tip the first drink you get, they're going to obviously expect to tip every time then. When I go out for friends, I'm like, listen, I'm buying my own drinks. Don't include me in rounds because it's just not feasible anymore. So I just buy myself one drink at a time.
Culturally with your pals, is that totally cool?
They all, do you know, like Irish people would be embarrassed to go and buy themselves a drink. Whereas I'm just like, I'm not offering you drinks. I can't afford it. But sure, you'd start off for two people at the pub and then there could be like 10 people around the night. And I'm like, like you're lovely people, but I can't be offering you all pints. Like, no, it's just too much. Like,
would you tip a taxi driver?
I would, of course, yeah. Very bad for tip taxi drivers, as in like giving them too much money. Depending on the time of year, if it's Christmas time.
Depending on your mood.
Depends on the taxi driver. Like, they might get into chats and they might be talking about their family and a bit of drinking, yeah, and the emotions come to the forefront and you think you're saving the world by giving them a big tip, you know?
Coffee shop.
Bro, absolutely not. They're charging €4.50 for a coffee. Like, I just can't get over the price of coffees. Like, I got iced coffee yesterday for like €4.50 and I was like, do I get shares in the restaurant as well? Or
are you going to tip me for talking to you today?
Make I thought I was only going to tip, to be honest. Like, you know?
Awkward.
All right. I think the best tip I ever got was loudly at the end after giving a tour of Dublin Castle, a woman said, "What a marvellous tour," and handed me €20. And That was my mother.
Good on her. Good on her.
Mark, but, do you think it's a bit of a, it's a subsidy for mean employers, or is it something that's going to be seen growing in the culture from here on this side of the Atlantic?
Well, look, over in London, one of the things about credit card tips is that they actually are a wage subsidy and they're used to subsidise wages. So a tip for your listeners is that if you're in London and you're paying for a restaurant bill on a credit card, ask for the service charge to be removed and then leave it in cash, because then and only then will you be sure that it goes directly to your waiter. So that's something that people should bear in mind. And some employers do use it as a wage subsidy. There are restaurants in Dublin who attempt to do the same thing as they do over here in London. I don't think it's good practice. I think if you pay your staff a proper wage, then tips become a reward for good service. That's what they're meant to be. They're not meant to be obligatory, which is what they are now in a lot of situations.
All right. Thanks very much to you, Mark Paul, Irish Times correspondent in London, and to our own Evelyn O'Rourke here in studio. Coming up, a shocking new UCD report on exploitation of girls in care.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.